Hello, this is Erica Glessing, and this is a Spirit Sunday. And I'm so joyful today. It's such a beautiful day already. It's a little bit pale blue on the outsides for me here in California. It looks like it's going to be clear and sunshiny and maybe not too hot, not too cold. Looks like an absolutely stunning day. So today I'm going to run you through an energy pull for the fun of it, for creation of anything you've been asking to create in your life. And energy pulls are just such the rage right now. And I have been using this tool for so many years, and I love this tool. I actually first got introduced to it with Corey Michelle. I want to think it was 4 or 5 years ago. She had a complimentary download of an energy pull on her website, and I was stunned. It was like, oh my gosh, why have I never done this before? So I'm going to actually take this very special time with you today, and I'm going to ask you to put down what you're doing. This actually works best when you're in a quiet space and you can close your eyes. But if you can't, just let it flow around you, whatever you're doing. I mean, it doesn't really matter that much. If you just want to get what it is, you don't have to stop what you're doing. But if you did want to stop what you're doing, close your eyes and meditate-ish with me, you could. So that's up to you. I'm gonna let you know what's best for you to get the most out of this activity. So this is actually what Grace Hart and I are going to be doing for 21 days, starting June 7th and going through June 28th. So if you're listening to this and it's not June 7th yet, you can go to energypulls.com and you can find out more about what Grace and I are going to be doing. But let's go forward with this. And it's a little bit helpful if you set an intention. It's a little bit helpful. You might ask for, it can be as silly as like a brand new car showing up in your driveway. It might be a new job that you've been seeking. And maybe it's a new lover, more sex. Maybe it's peace in your relationship with your child. It could be more jewelry. Would you like some jewelry? Right? Nice. So yeah, go for it. So get in sort of like your third eye space between your eyes, that little spot right between your eyes, kind of on your forehead, that's your third eye. And go and in that space, just sort of softly place the energy of what you've been asking for to be already present. So pull a little bit of the energy of that to be present. Yeah, very nice. Thank you. And just drop your awareness down to the bottoms of your feet. Pull energy up from the earth into your feet. Nice. Blue energy. I like to see it as blue. Nice. And go ahead and ask celestial energy from the clouds. Ask celestial energy. I say from God in heaven. You can say from the universe. You can say from the planets. Just pull energy from celestial above into your head. And now look at your skin all around your body and pull energy all the way in from all around, like all of yourself. Very nice. Good job. I can sort of feel it. Nice. And just breathe for a minute. And go ahead, expand your energy out as big as your state you're in, as big as the country you're in, as big as the continent that you're in. Thank you. Okay, as big as the globe, as big as this planet Earth. Okay, and go ahead and bring your energy out to the planets and the galaxies beyond that, and the galaxies beyond that. And start pulling energy from all those galaxies towards you. Ask everything in the universe, everything beyond any place you've ever even imagined, to begin to contribute to your intention being real. Ooh, that's nice. Yeah. Just ask it all to start contributing to your intention being real? Nice. Thank you. Cool. Cool, baby. All right. Now picture a ball about a foot in front of you. Okay. Now I generally pull energy to my business. So I generally use this exercise to pull energy to your business. It's not required that you choose to put energy to your business, but that's my easiest way of having money. So that's typically what I'll do. So I'm going to do it with my business. You can do it with whatever you like. So put a ball about a foot in front of you and just imagine a stadium of beings. A whole stadium of people. I usually picture people in bodies, but you can picture a stadium of beings, of people in bodies and incarnate. It's up to you. Now pull energy through all those beings to your to the ball in front of you, to the energy ball in front of you. Very nice. Pull energy from all those people to the ball in front of you. Now picture money coming to you. I picture money coming to me. Picture money coming to me. Good juju come to you. And now see your energy going back through the ball to all the people helping them. Just picture your energy helping all those people. Ooh, yeah. Who else would like to have some of your energy? Yeah. And then give money to the cause. Very nice. If you don't want to picture money, just picture contribution. Pull energy through all those people that would like to be a contribution to you. And see that you, though, of a foot in front of you, not in your body. And then pull energy from the energy ball to you. Yeah. Nice. And then picture your energy going back to the energy ball. And then back out to all those people. Nice. And then just sit with this space. And I'd like you to do this. This is going to be kind of a jump for some of you. You may not have done this before. So just kind of have faith and have fun with me while you do it. Pop above your timeline real quick. So take your awareness and just look kind of down on the body of you. Okay, cool. And then just picture this now, and it is 1 year ahead of now. So it's summer 2018. Okay. Just get the energy of summer 2018. And why don't you invite into that space anything you don't have yet that you've been wanting and that you'd like to have already gotten, go ahead and invite it into that space that's already been or done. So say it's a vacation, picture you took it at Christmas. If it's a new car, picture it's in your driveway or wherever you would keep a car if you had one. Maybe you're in New York City and it's in a garage near you. Maybe it's a horse, you know. Picture the horse on the ranch whinnying when you drive up to see him or her. Maybe it's a new love. Picture yourself waking up next summer 2018 with someone that's really cuddly and fun to love. So go ahead and just put into next summer, go ahead on your timeline and just see it done. Yeah, there you go. Beautiful. Thank you. That's so good. Awesome. And just pop back out of your timeline and back into your body, into your center of your head, down into your chest. Breathe life down into your base of your butt. Breathe life down into your toes. Bring earth energy up. And I'm just going to tune in now and see if there's any messages that come to me to give to you today. I'm getting love unconditionally. So love with all your love. I'm being shown, like, just love so big that there's no boundary of it. So it's a whoosh of emotion. So it's like a whoosh of emotion coming. And it says, just love so big. There you go. The earth would like you to acknowledge the green around you without any judgment of the earth not being good enough, pretty enough, unspoiled enough. Just take a moment to not judge the earth and just see it as beautiful. There you go. Yeah. And then go ahead and ask for any messages. Since you're on this call with me and listening to my spirit messages, go ahead and ask for any messages that spirit would like to give you to just show up for you. And it might be wisdom from someone who passed or that. Yeah. And really take some time today to treasure those beings in your life, okay? Go ahead and treasure everyone in your life that you might have been taking for granted. Do that for me today. And have a most beautiful day.